Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Coulalum counties. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey of Senior Corps, retired and senior volunteer program at OLACAP. Inspired by the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Our show highlights the organizations and individuals who provide time and a lot of energy to build what King called a beloved community. Today we're talking about the upcoming Jefferson County Fair, August 12th through 14th here in Port Townsend. Our guest today are Bill McIntyre, who's the president of the Jefferson County Fair Association and the fairgrounds manager. Mr. Fair is who he is. And with us is Teresa Chadone, who works in the Home Arts Building. Welcome, Bill and Teresa.
Thank you.
So, Bill, tell us a little about the county fair and how you got involved and what you do.
Well, I got involved about 15 years ago, but before that, I was also involved with the Port Townsend Volunteer Fire Department doing the beef barbecue, and then I switched over to be a volunteer for the Jefferson County Fair, averaging about pretty close to 2,000 hours a year. Yeah, it's a lot, but I don't mind doing it. I want the place looking nice. I want it better looking than the golf course.
So what's your favorite thing about the fair?
Well, my favorite thing is to have somebody come up to me and say, Bill, this place looks awesome. Nice job. That's all I want. There's a lot of work out there, all the way from weed eating to doing electrical, plumbing, mowing grass, making it look nice.
How many volunteers do you have helping you do this?
Would you believe my wife? And I have my superintendents take care of their own buildings. I have hired a gentleman to work with me for the second year in a row of the first 2 weeks before we open on fair to help me out and get caught up in the loose ends.
So you could really use some volunteers out there.
Yes, we could. And electrical background was real helpful. Plumbing background was helpful. Yard manicuring is helpful. Raking sawdust, driving tractors, running backhoes. You name it, we do it.
Wow. All righty. So is there a theme to this year's fair?
All aboard.
That's what I heard. And how'd you come up with that? What was the...
I don't come up with this. The ladies come up with this a year in advance, and then they talk about it for a couple months, and then they come up with pictures, and we just kind of keep going at that.
And your job is to make that happen.
No.
That's not...
I don't do it. The only thing I tell the ladies is to make sure it's easy enough where we can build a float for the Rhododendron Parade to put some PR for our fair.
So, Teresa Chadone, what goes on in the Home Arts Building? What gets displayed there, and what's your role in it?
Home Arts is, I suppose the easiest thing is just to tell you what's in there. Quilting, canning, sewing, knitting, crocheting. We have the crafts in our building. Baking is in our building as well. I'm the assistant supervisor, and so it's my job to assist our supervisor. And the biggest thing is setting our building up. We have a huge number of display cases and display boards because we have so many entries. And that's where people can bring all of the things that they've made during the year. And they can bring their baking and show off what they do.
So they bring the things to the fair, but you have to set them up.
We have to set it all up, yeah.
It's a lot of work.
That's where the volunteers come in.
And so you're looking for volunteers who can...
We can use people to help us take in entries, which is the busiest day on Monday. We need people to help the judges. What they do is clerk for the judges, write down, keep tabs on everything that the judge says. Then we need volunteers to help us set up the building, to set up the displays, put up all the jars of canning, put up all the quilts.
So, and take it all down.
And take it all down at the end, yeah.
That was always that. How did you get into being a volunteer? What was your first attempt to volunteer at the fair or first experience?
What's in the Home Arts Building? I came to Port Townsend about 35 years ago and went to the fair, and there were things in the fair, and I thought, I can do that. So the next year I entered something, and you start to enter more and enter more. And after a while, if you enter enough, they come and get you.
Right.
And say, we need you to come help.
And this is the story of volunteerism.
It really is.
You both have described that. Bill has described it too.
Yeah.
You do one thing that you really like, and then all of a sudden, slowly, you inch your way in, and all of a sudden, you're driving trucks.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. You do a lot of things in this community. You play the piano. You are a harpist. What is it about the fair itself that has drawn you into doing this much time, this much work?
I've always said the fair is the best thing this town does. It's not for the tourists. It's not for people outside. It's for us. And when you go to the fair, you see the things that are entered by people you know. And that's so exciting to go down the row and say, oh my gosh, look how many jars of jam she did. And so it's the fact that it's the community, about the community, for the community.
And it's sort of a memory thing.
Oh,
I don't know about you guys,
yeah,
but as a child, the county fair looked like that in my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very, I wasn't raised here, but I had that sense of this sort of historical line.
Yeah.
So, Bill, tell us what you need right now. What needs to be done? Tomorrow morning, what volunteer could show up at your door or call you and do what?
Well, we're going to do a safety hazard tomorrow. We're going to rent the cement saw from one of our local people here in town. We're going to cut up a tree root that's protruding through the asphalt. It's a trip hazard. And it'll take most of the day so we can pour a brand new piece of concrete in front of one of our buildings. So anybody that can operate a number two shovel would be more than happy to work with me. I'd be more than obliged.
So it sounds like you need a lot of physical labor.
Physical labor. Some of it's you're digging post hole. It takes 2.5 hours to dig 21 inches deep because the ground is so hard and it's all clay.
We know that being a volunteer, is good for your health. It's good for your sociability skills. It also is good for, could be good for your career. When you volunteer to do skilled tasks, you build a resume, you build your experience. So young people out there who are looking to get job experience, this might be a good way of learning how to do something or putting what skills you have to use. Invite people to call. How do we get a hold of you?
You can call the office between hours of 9:30 and 3 each day, Monday through Friday, and now it'll be Monday through Sunday and Sunday through Monday at 385-1013. And my wife will gladly get a hold of me and we can see what we can do.
And that's Sue.
Sue McIntyre runs the office.
Right. And the fairgrounds are on Landis Street in Port Townsend for anybody who doesn't know where it is. And it's going to be August 12th through the 14th. And it is one of the best things that happens in this community. I just am grateful for all it takes to make that happen. Thank you both for coming in today. Is there anything else you'd like to say? I will be there, by the way, at the Vet Connect booth. I usually work the Vet Connect booth. So I will be seeing both of you. Is there anything else you want to say about the fair in general? Besides the great music that apparently is happening at the fair this year?
One thing I did something different this year. I went to the Stars of Tomorrow up at the high school clear back in March, and we picked out three groups of people, two singles and then one group of four, and they will be performing at the fair during the course of the weekend. They come out and saw me here last week, signed a contract, and the Jefferson County Fair will add $50 to their scholarship foundation.
So these are high school kids.
High school kids that we picked out. They are actually really good entertainers.
Fantastic. And so you saw them doing a show at the high school?
Or? Yes, they had a talent show at the high school. We were invited to pick out three for the fair, and it was really hard. I mean, there's a lot of talent up there at that high school, all the way from 6 years old to 16. I was impressed. So they will be coming out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's great. I can't wait to go. Thank you both for coming in today. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9, Port Townsend, Washington. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey, and our production coordinator is Mike Schletzer. I'd like to thank programming manager Larry Stein, and I want to thank all the volunteers who helped to make this radio station happen and be able to bring us eclectic music and local conversations, both here in Jefferson County and on the web at kptz.org.